month wherein we are observing Gattani Vrat. This month is called Agrahayan Mas. No, Mark Shirsha. First month. After this, Haimantiki Purnima. So, just to give a quick recap of the words we heard yesterday from the Vaishnavas. So, we heard that all these rishis who were performing austerities in the forest, this Dandakaranya, all the rishis there, all the Municharis, all the Shrutichharis, and all the deities of Sita that were that Sri Ramchandra himself installed, performed the Pran Pratishtha ceremony, and all the princesses of Janakpur, all the young girls of Janakpur, when they saw Ram also, they wanted to have him as their husband. Ram accepted them by his glance, but he said, in this avatar, only one wife, not more than that. So all these princesses also. So they all worshipped Ramchandra, Krishna. He said they all worshipped him especially by this Gopal mantra. At that time, there was no Krishna and Govinda. There was only he who is the beloved of the gopis. Only that name was being uttered. This way, especially, there were, since then the seed was sown in them to have Krishna as he who is the beloved of all the gopis. So then Ram himself, he appeared to them and he blessed them, saying that in my next incarnation, all of you will take birth as gopis. And this way, they all took birth. As we heard, they were Yautuki and Ayautuki. Born as born, they performed their austerities in a group and some individually. But then we heard that they also, all of them, most of them performed austerities in a youth, as a group. And they pleased Krishna in this way. And we hear that as soon as they were born, Krishna himself, he performed so many austere pastimes with them, like pinching them and making them cry and so many things. Just as Mahaprabhu did everything like that in Navadvip, they did the same thing also. And they say there was Tanmaita. They became completely absorbed in Krishna. So we see here that Krishna only accepted them after they were born from the wombs of the gopis. So in this way, there is Vastu Siddhi. Ultimately, unless and until one achieves Vastu Siddhi, he cannot take part in Krishna's pastimes. What is this Vastu Siddhi? Vastu Siddhi is the realization of one's constitutional self after having taken birth from the womb of a gopi. Even Sarup Siddhi will not do. Sarup Siddhi is had at the stage of Bhav. But in Sarup Siddhi also, you have the conception that you are a gopi, but you have not yet taken birth from the womb of a gopi. No, like we see in Lord Shiva also, he became a gopi by the mercy of Yogamaya. But still, because he had not taken birth from the womb of a gopi, the other gopis, they did not accept him. They slapped him left and right. They asked him so many questions because he didn't know what his parichaya was. When they asked him, what is your name? Who is your husband? Which village do you belong to? Who are your parents? He couldn't say anything, although he had the form of a gopi. So therefore, we see that being born from the womb of a gopi is of utmost importance. This is Vastu Siddhi. So therefore, now that all these rishis, Municharis, Shrutichharis, Rajkumaris and all, they're born from the womb of the gopis, Krishna, he accepted them. And from their very childhood, formed so many loving pastimes with them. And then we hear their worship of Kataini. We heard from the Vaishnavas yesterday that actually this was only a pretext. Like we heard yesterday, no, this mantra. This Kataini Mahamaya Mahayogini Adhishwari. So here, who is Adhishwari? We heard it is Srimati Radhika herself. And then when we say Nandagopam Sutam Devi Patimme Kurute Nama, again we heard that Patimme means here who's our maintainer. Not only Nandagopa Suta, not only the son of Nandagopa, Nanda Maharaj, but also Devim, means the beloved, the Devi, the worshipful goddess of Vrindavan, Rajeshwari Srimati Radhika herself. And here you say actually Srimati Radhika, she is even given more importance than Krishna himself. She is ultimately our maintainer, Palankarta, along with Krishna, Nandagopa Sutam Devi. So they heard this yesterday. So here, this was their main mood of worshipping. This is worshipping Srimati Radhika herself. But still, like we heard yesterday, they told their parents, or their parents asked them, oh, where are you going to the forest every day? Why so many austerities? And why don't you change your clothes? And why have you become so lean and thin? Because every day they're only eating Havishanna, which is unspiced khichdi. No spices, nothing. Only moong dal mixed with rice. They're only taking this every day. So they became very lean and thin and lost so much weight. Wouldn't change their clothes. And this way sleeping on the floor. And why have so many austerities? So this way they asked. And they said, oh, we're worshipping Katyayani Devi. But actually, for them it was Katyayani Devi. But actually they were going to worship Srimati Radhika herself. But still we see in a general sense, we see that even Rukmini, she also worshipped Katyayani Devi in one way, to have Krishna as her husband. No, and she herself used to worship. Like, not by the name Katyayani, but maybe by another name, like Durga or someone else. Even Sita Devi also, she worshipped Katyayani, you know, to have Ram as her husband. In Janakpur, even to this day, the temple is present, but she worshipped Durga Devi here. So in this way, we see that even our acharyas also, they have stressed so much on who Durga Devi really is. Like Swami Maharaj himself, once he was walking in Mayapur. He was walking in Mayapur, there he saw Mandap. Mandap is a raised pavilion. And there he saw a deity of Durga Devi there. And when he saw a deity of Durga Devi, he folded his hands and he was praying. And it seemed even some tears were coming from his eyes. It seemed. It didn't seem, actually, they were coming from his eyes. So his disciple, Jayadvaita Swami, he describes this in his recollection. So there he says that when Swami Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, when he was there, when he was folding his hands and looking at Durga Devi, all the other disciples, they questioned him, saying, oh, Prabhupada, you know, like, we don't know what to do. You're folding your hands, you're offering pranam. But we think like she's a demigoddess. So like, how should we, what should be our mood towards her? How should we worship her? This, that, ask many questions. And Swami Maharaj said, we worship her just as the gopis did, he said. Just as the gopis worshipped Katyayani Devi, we worship her in the same mood, to have Krishna as our beloved. These are the same words he told them. And then tears were coming from his eyes. So his disciple, that he describes this. And we see there are many such instances. It is said that once he published some Back to Godhead magazines in the early years, 66, 67, there, so, like the devotees who painted this picture of Krishna stealing the clothes of the gopis, they copied this painting from Gita Press. And they also mentioned the caption beneath, which said, oh, this is only like symbolic, which means Krishna, he wants us to give up our arrogance of being this body, this, that. They mentioned that without telling Swami Maharaj. And Swami Maharaj received this Back to Godhead copy. He became so angry. He said, what are you doing? Trying to destroy my movement, he said. Why have you put all these misconceptions here? He said, there's nothing symbolic about this pastime. There is nothing. Our aim of life is to enter into these pastimes, he said. Is to enter into these pastimes and pray, just like the gopis do, he said. So he said, like our Guru Varga, every day they're stressing so much on all these pastimes of Krishna. Like every day we sing in Mangalarti also, no? Ravanantakara Makanataskara Gopijana Vastrahari. So in this way, all these pastimes of Krishna are not just some naimitic leelas, they're nitya leelas. And they're meant to inspire us that we can also take part in all these pastimes. So we heard that these gopis, they had so much purvarag, like we heard yesterday. They had so much purvarag, and they were feeling such intense pangs of separation from Krishna. They wanted to have him as their beloved. In some cases, it is said even they wanted to have him as their husband. But they didn't know. They were such small girls. They didn't know what husband really means, what pati really means. Said, all right, we will accept him as our husbands. So Gurudev used to say that if they really knew that rather than having Krishna as their husband, that they should have Krishna as their beloved, then in the last, they wouldn't have said patim me kurute namaha. They would have said priyatame kurute namaha or upapatim kurute namaha, not patim me. But since they were so young, they didn't know how to pray. So this way they're praying, they didn't know what to do. Like we heard yesterday that when they approached Yamuna Devi, then Yamuna Devi herself invited Brindadevi to come. And Brindadevi, she told all the gopis to worship this Vanadevi. Just as we hear in Keshavrat, the gopis worship Vanadevata. They worship this forest god with sandalwood paste and all these different items. But now in this Agrayan Mass, the gopis, they worship Vanadevi. They make a deity out of earth and they worship her with all these different items. So this way, Brindadevi inspired them. And then we hear that when the gopis are bathing on the banks of the Yamuna, then we hear that Krishna himself, he came. So Gurudev mentions sometimes that Subal and Madhu Mangal were present with him. He mentions in one class. When Jiva Goswami in Gopal Champu, he mentions the names of other cowherd boys. Anyhow, this is Kalpa Ved. According to different Kalpas, different Sakas are present with Krishna. So that time when the gopis are bathing there with the clothes on the banks of the Yamuna, then immediately when Subal, Madhumangal, Krishna, Gurudev describes, Krishna told Subal and Madhumangal to take these clothes away. So immediately when they reached down, take these clothes away, the gopis immediately, they ran to chase, to catch these two boys. But they immediately climbed even higher than Krishna also. So then Krishna, he told the gopis that, oh, by bathing in such a way, you're actually disrespecting the deity of the river. So you shouldn't bathe in this way. So the gopi said, oh, please give our clothes back. So Vishwanath Chowdhury Thakur, he mentions a few conversations between Krishna and the gopis. Therein he mentions, Srila Chakravarti Thakur, that Krishna told the gopis, oh, I was scared that if all your clothes are together, then you may be mistaken. Means then you may think the clothes of someone else belongs to you. So therefore, I'm keeping these clothes separately, he said. In this way, none of your clothes will be mixed and none of you will be confused. Because so many thousands of gopis are present there, no? It's thousands of gopis. In fact, Sanatana Goswami mentions in Brihad Bhagavatamrit that why did Krishna marry 16,108 queens? He said because this number is similar to the number of the gopis who observed the Katayani Vrat. Therefore, Krishna married so many queens in Dwaraka. Because all these queens resemble those gopis who were performing this Katayani Vrat. So here, similarly, Krishna is telling the gopis, the thousands of you, so all your clothes may get mixed up. Therefore, I'm separately keeping all your clothes so that each and every one of you can come and claim them back. So then the gopis are thinking, what to do? So then they're trying to push one gopi to the front, saying, you go first, let's see what he'll do. But no one was going front. So neck deep, they were present with this water, freezing water. So this way, then the gopis told Krishna that, oh, Krishna, your cows, they may have gone into some cave. No, because previously Brahma had stolen all the cowherd boys, all the cows and calves. So that the gopis told Krishna, oh, they may have gone into some cave. You must go save them. Give our clothes back. You know, but Krishna still, he said no. He said, anyhow, I will not give these clothes back to you. Then he said, Krishna told the gopis, oh, you must return to your homes quickly. Your parents are waiting for you. So why are you not coming and taking your clothes back? Then the gopis told Krishna, oh, we have told our parents that we are performing this vrata for 1 month to please Katayani Devi. And every day we are coming to bathe in the river. So they know where we are. Then Krishna said, all right, I am also performing this vrata of staying on this tree for 1 month, he said. I am also doing this vrata. And with all your clothes, I will make a nice swing and I will sleep on it, he said. So he was in no mood to give these clothes back to the gopis. And then he said, even if all of you are fasting, I will also come and fast with all of you, he said. I will not give your clothes back. So then the gopis realized that Krishna was very determined. So here, why did Krishna behave in such a way? It is said that when even the gopis came out of the water one by one, he told them to raise their palms above their heads to ask for forgiveness from the predominating deity of water. So why did he behave in such a way? In that way, the gopis fully surrendered themselves onto him. So here it is mentioned that why did he do this? Because he is supremely independent. He is Swarat. He can act in any way he chooses. He is actually teaching everyone that even this shyness should be given up in one way. Externally, it seems that one should not bathe naked. Even when you're in the bathroom, you should not bathe naked. You should put a gamcha on and bathe. But actually, there's only the external meaning. The internal meaning is that he wants even the shyness to be given up, ultimately. So therefore, he's telling them this way. And then we hear that actually, when Krishna saw the gopis, he, at that time, the gopis were only 2 or 3 years old. And as we know, at that time, even their bodies were not like young girls. Already their bodies had matured a little. So their parents may have given them marriage to others. There was always this danger. So what did Krishna do? When Krishna saw these gopis, like he like instilled his potency within them. No, like there's that story, that history, that when Gandhari, what did she do? She told Duryodhana, no, tomorrow you remove all your clothes, come naked, and because by the power of my chastity, I will look at you and you will become as strong as a thunderbolt. She said, no one can do anything to you. But then as you know, Krishna, he told Duryodhana that even in front of your mother, you should not go naked. You're no longer a small boy. Cover yourself at least a little and go. So in that part, which was not seen by his mother, he was vulnerable. Similarly, Krishna, he is like the supreme yogi, the supreme mystic. What did he do when he saw the gopis like that in that form? He looked at them in such a way that if anyone else would look at the gopis, they would be blinded. No. Like we see in the other leelas, this Shankarchur, Drumil Daitya, they all wanted to take the gopis for themselves. So there were so many such demons who wanted to enjoy the gopis. So then what did Krishna do? By seeing them, anyone who would look at the gopis, they would be blinded. The gopis became more effulgent than millions of suns. So in this way, Krishna empowered these gopis in such a way. Therefore, he told all of them that all of you should come now, naked, one by one, and take your clothes back. And then they even said, we are maid servants, Krishna. And then Krishna said, if you are my maid servant, then you must do as I say. He said, and then we'll tell Kansa, oh, then go tell Kansa, no harm. So this way, we hear that who facilitated this pastime? It was Yogamaya herself. Yogamaya. What is Yogamaya? Who is she? In a visible form, in a conceived form, she is Purnamasi when she's seen. But actually, who is she? She is the Swarup Shakti of Krishna. She's a manifestation of Srimati Radhika. Then she is known as Yogamaya. Yoga means to connect. So what does she do? She makes Krishna and all the gopis related to each other. She makes them related. And Maya actually means, in one way, prem, mamata, attachment. It's such prem that controls Krishna and the gopis. Ultimately, prem is the master of Vrindavan. Prem makes Krishna and all the gopis dance in such a way that Krishna even massages the feet of the gopis. And during the Ras Lila, when drops of sweat come on the lotus-like faces, he takes his pitambara and he wipes those drops of sweat. This is what Yogamaya does. And as you know, in one form, she even attracts Krishna and Baladev from the womb of Devaki, from the womb of Devaki into the womb of Rohini. So she's performing those leelas as well. So in this way, Yogamaya, she facilitated this pastime. So therefore, especially she is prayed for in all these in this vrata. Because if you see, Yogamaya has two functions for Krishna's pastimes to manifest. One is Sarvagyata and one is Mugdata. Sarvagyata means Krishna, he is omniscient. He knows who he is. But this mood is not very appropriate in Brajmandal. So then there is Mugdata. Means Krishna forgets himself. He no longer remembers himself. He forgets that I am God. I am Bhagwan. Now he thinks I am only the son of Nanda and Yashoda, and the gopis are my beloveds. So therefore, in this kirtan, this Amara Samana Hina, we pray. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying, Kula Devi Yoga Maya More Kripa Kori. You are Kula Devi. The goddess, not just the goddess of any particular dynasty. The Vaishnavas belong to which gotra? The Achyut gotra there. This is their gotra. No. So therefore, she is like the goddess of the Vaishnavas who belong to this Achyut gotra. Gurudev says, not even Achyut gotra, Radha gotra. So she is the goddess of this lineage. And she is the one who facilitates all these pastimes. So in this way, we're being taught that ultimately, if you want to receive the mercy of Krishna, then it is only through the via media of Yogamaya, and ultimately Srimati Radhika. And there have been so many discussions like this also in Param Gurudev's biography. If you read, there, the one disciple of Param Gurudev, Ayodhyanath Prabhu, he's written one letter to Param Gurudev. There he said, oh Gurudev, in my village, everyone is worshipping Chandi Devi, and they're telling me also to give some money for their worship. I said, no, I only worship Radha and Krishna. Then they told me, oh, you're behaving in such a way. In the Bhagavatam, the gopis themselves worship Durga Devi, Katyani Devi. Why are you not worshipping also? Are you more than the gopis? They asked. Then he wrote this letter to Param Gurudev. Param Gurudev said, yes, it's true. The gopis worship Katyani Devi. But still, who gave them the fruit of their worship? Who appeared and gave them the fruit of the worship? Who said, next year in the Ras Leela, we'll all dance together? Who said that? It's Krishna himself. So in this way, Krishna himself appears and gives us the fruit of the worship there. So this way, the many deep underlying meanings. And also in some places, it is mentioned actually that when this Katani Vrat, that Krishna, he performed the Ras Leela after 2 years actually, it said. Because the next year, he lifted this Giriraj Govardhan hill. So that year, Ras Leela did not take place in his Prakat Leela. The next year, it took place. In some scriptures, it is mentioned also. So in this way, this pastime has many underlying meanings, which are very deep. And over the years, we've been hearing from the Vaishnavas many, many newer and newer and explanations. And we can only pray that something clings to our hearts. Not that every year we keep listening, but at the end of the day, we don't remember anything. At least something. You know, like when we're having a bath, all the water goes down the drain, but some drops at least should stay on our body. So only pray the lotus feet of the Vaishnavas that at least a drop of their explanations, something at least, like a drop of a drop, can manifest in our hearts. Ancha kalpataru bishya kripasindhev javitanam bhavani bhyo vishni bhyo namonam.
Omagyanatibirandhasya gnanjana salakya Chakshur militam jena tasmai sri gurave namaha Vancha kalpatarubhasya kripa sindhu bhaivacha Patidanang pavanibhu vaishnavibhu namo namaha Namabhadannaya krishna prema pradayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namni Gaurati Se Namaha Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhatta Raghunath Sijibhi Gopala Bhatta Das Raghunath Echaya Gosai Kari Charanabandhan Jayate Vignanas Abhishta Puran Mahabhava Sarupatam Krishna Priya Buryasi Ramabhakti Pradevi Radhiketam Namanam Radhi Vrindavanadisi Karunam Ritabahini Kripaya Nijapadabja Dasyam Mayam Pradiyatam Vandhi Nanda Pradistrinam Padarnum Abhikshnasa Jasanghari Kathodgitam Unati Bhuvanatrayam Jayasri Krishna Chaitanya Dayal Prabhu Nityananda Siyadvaita Gadadhar Sivasadi Sri Gaur Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Bolo Sri Guruji Maharaj ki jai, Guru Parampara ki jai, Ananta Ananta Kuti Vaishnava Vrinda ki jai, Saparshad Gaur Hari ki jai, Gaur Nityananda Prabhu ki jai, Jagannath Baldev Subhadra Sudha Sanjeev ki jai Bhakta Vigna Vinasan Karani Singhadev ki jai Bhakta Raj Prahlad Maharaj ki jai Sarva Vishnupada Giriraj Govardhan Jeev ki jai Govinda Gopinath Madan Mohan Jeev ki jai Prajamandal Dham ki jai Parivasi Bhakta Vinda ki jai Katyani Vrata ki jai Bhagavati Purnamasi Katyani Devi ki jai Gaur Pramanandi Now is Katyani Vrata is running. Before all rishis, maharshis, the Ramchandra's boon, and then blessed with this, they are getting birth in Brajamadham. They are getting Swarup Siddhi. That time, Sadhana Siddha, they all time gopis body. They are following this Kaityani Vrata. But any gents are following Kaityani Vrata, this is no any giving this any evidence, any information ki all gents body also follow. Only ladies' bodies for gopis for this Vrata. Therefore, any Gaudiya Math, yeah, any other sampradaya, gents never following. This is main important thing, their question. Gents are first chanting this Gopal mantra, and they, by Ramchandra's mercy, they get birth. And Brajdham, after they following this Vrata, they getting Vastu Siddhi also. After Swarup Siddhi, Vastu Siddhi. And they are Nitya Siddhavati is getting strong relation, and after all time there Krishna Dvaiti is playing and staying. So now all are following, this is Shastra's order, instruction, ya Guru Bhargava's instruction, ya all are doing speculation. This is main important question. Doubt is not going, anything doing, then fruit is coming like equal, same, doubt fruit coming. No out fruit, no good sweet fruit not coming. Why all are a doubt? No respect, no faith. Okay, everybody doing, I am also doing. Yeah, something happened. Time pass, yeah, something benefit for this and that. But try to understanding. Not all are going very far, nearby Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. After Chaturmasya, everybody departure near to Mahaprabhu, all are gone. Mahaprabhu now alone. Yes, some devotees with you, Sannyasi Brahmachari. Mahaprabhu's near and dear associates, followers, Kavi Karnapur Goswami. Then he writing this Ananda Vrindavan Champu. Then he is giving mention this one chapter. How worshipping, what process. So he is also gents body. He is no ladies. He has no gopi deho, not gopis bodies. He has now gents, also Mahaprabhu Parikar. Then why he is giving information or instruction, all rule regulations, how worshipping first to end. Pray or mantra, everything he is writing. Also, Jiva Goswami in Vrindavan, within Sala Goswami, other Goswamis, he writing Gopal Champu. There he is also, one chapter complete he is writing. Ujjalilmani, this Rupa Goswami Prabhu, this mantra, and after this purport, he is writing. So now, Bhakti Vinod Thakur telling Braja Gopi Dehadhari, Manjari Ashray Kari, Manjari Ashray Kari, Karibe, Chalibe Sadhan Pati Geho. Arthat, his Bhakti Vinod Thakur explaining, staying in Brajadham, any structure and uniformity of physical body, you not looking and thinking. This Brajadevi is what is mood. How they are doing sadhana. I am first time to respecting them, following their footstep, their what they are doing and what they are giving instruction. Our Mahaprabhu Parikar not giving instruction, then all are has no idea and knowledge. Only Srimad Bhagavatam. Only one sloka and little purport, not too many things. But Goswami is here, everything explaining and writing and reserving. For whom? Mahaprabhu is Parikar for giving instruction. Mahaprabhu giving order, Sanatana Goswami, Rupa Goswami, all things. Explaining for and bhaktas, devotees, all for giving instruction and or advice and all types of inspiration and order. Now, this vrata, telling this month is Margar Shishya, Agrayan, and like Chaturmasya after, new month, Chaturmasya end. Now, Prabhudini, Srihari waking. After waking, then Vrindadevi telling how pleasing him, how serving him, how going his near, he accepting everybody. You doing all favorable. Then Vrindadevi telling this mantra chanting, I am giving advice, this worshipping after Krishna accepting. This is guarantee. So now that time, only Vrajadevis are present, gopis are present, that following. But Mahaprabhu's time, Goswamis are writing, without Mahaprabhu's desire, they cannot be independent. They are not doing anything is wrong, on speculation. Not they doing. They are everything is writing. So Rupa Goswami Prabhu writing this Lalit Madhav and Vidugdha Madhav Natak. He mentioned there ki all these gopis are, manjaris are, were present in Vrindavan. Krishna first Mathura, after Krishna Gandharaka. So then he is explaining Rupa Goswami Prabhu ki all Dharakas, queens, everybody not is like is ordinary, outside to come. Like Satyamas for telling Satyaji's daughter, Naganaditi, Padma, many, many Krishna queens telling all Vrajadevis here, their past Krishna separation cannot tolerate, they thinking going top of Govardhan and jumping and doing suicide. After they not going there, they come Jamuna's near. And they are all entering the Jamuna. And they are gone, Jamuna Devi's, which is, and they are all gone, Dharaka. And there is, there appears many, many king, other houses. There to Krishna, accepting everybody. So they are not difference. This is Rupa Goswami Prabhu's own conclusion. But he writing time, he is where? In Jagannath Puri, nearby Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu telling, Puru Lila, Braja Lila, you writing different, separate. Dharaka Lila separate, Braja Lila separate. But he is writing that time is, what is explaining? Oh, these Braja Lilas, all Brajadevis are, now they are on Dharaka. Like Krishna, his Brajesh, now his Dharakesh. Also, these gopis are also, manjari are also, they are gone there. Until he is saying, Satyabhama is Radharani, Chandrapali is Rukmini, all explaining, eight sukhis, all others, he is explaining. So that time Mahaprabhu, wrong, and then Mahaprabhu accepting. Mahaprabhu hearing everything. First Rukha to end of everything. 10 months is that time Rupa Goswami there. Writing start, that time he is Vrindavan to start journey. Gone Odisha Satyabhamapur, then night time Rupa Goswami saw dream. Oh, Satyabhama Devi came and telling, oh, Dharaka Lila and Braja Lila doing separate. Not one books, one natak, no. After Mahaprabhu's near came, then Mahaprabhu also telling. So he is explaining everything. So this telling, this Kaitanya Vrata after
One year after Krishna meeting with everybody, calling everybody and meeting, and that time Krishna teaching. What is the meanings of sweetness, rasa, nectar? Many people staying nearby, but not sweet relation. Like by 10 going people, hotel staying here and there, also many people here and there, but no relation. How getting this sweet relation? First they chanting this Guru Mantra 1 month and worshipping. Worshipping time, this dadati pratikinnati, uyamakati prichyati, bhungte bhujati cheva, sarabhida pratilakkhanam. This love symptom rules, they are a 1 month doing training, like yesterday hearing. They are collecting flowers, making garlands, they cooking many nice things, many preparation, and also early morning they doing vrata, tapa, and japa, and bathing, then they worshipping. Achha. After they are distributing prasadam. Very sweet and humble now. Why the gurus by order, they learning this, practicing this everything. After Krishna came, Krishna tasting, checking, you are already offering my near, you are attached within this gunamay deho, body, mind with this. Where are you? You are nearby your body and mind, nearby me. Therefore, Krishna, this is exam and test, very hard, like ordinary people for. Yogis for no problem, naga, no problem. Animal for no problem. Animal never wearing cloth. There is everywhere moving, they have no tension. But only man, human, woman, there is dress is wearing. This is called dress. So one dress, soul for, on top of, this is already covered within subtle body, after gross body, after third, this cloth, bark, any other things with this covering. So first soul for 1, 2, 3. Now they're doing sadhana 1 month. After sadhana, Krishna say, oh, million crore life, you're doing sadhana, but not detached to body, not detached to mind. How this mind, body and mind with this attachment, and you coming my near and meeting with me, this is not possible. You now will be detached to this body and mind, and soul with this coming my near. Krishna, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, 2nd chapter, Arjuna is near, again and again he is telling. Vasansi jirnani, jatha bihaya, navani girnati naro parani, tatha sarirani bihaya, sanjati anjani navani dehi. Achedvaya, madajyvaya, makridvaya, masushrivacha, nitya sarvata sthanalu chayam sunnatana. He is telling many things, atmatattva, soul knowledge for. Srimad Bhagavat inside also telling. So only one are hearing, but exam time, test time, anybody came and taking on noodles and pushing. And then a pain, I am dying. He's now poking me. Other somebody taking on gun and shooting. I am now very pain, I am leaving now body. But if living bodies, this gun or shooting in soul makes separate to body, body inside some rotten, enjoyed, boils, painful, then how much attachment, then understanding. Therefore, sadhus are oldest coming, last of time, this test come. Ordinary people were not coming. Ordinary people on karma, fruits, coming, going, no problem. But sadhus were definitely coming. Body rotten, leprosy, paralyzed, coma, yeah, sometimes brain disease, sometimes brain hemorrhage, yeah, too much. Also, they not will be die, not quickly, suffering, yeah, too much suffering. All time giving advice, I am soul, I am not body. So, to your body, you know not, then body has poison, insects, worms. What is problem for you? Huh? One teeth is pain, you know? One day, one teeth is pain, too much pain. And then, oh, going and taking out one teeth. But another teeth pain then? So, then all take out, all teeth is take out. So, a body within, attached within the soul and and distance to pure soul, then this happened. Too much attachment. Mahaprabhu, say, Krishna say yes. Now you're doing tapasya, lot of vrata. Now I'm checking. He's checking, he's not taking anything. He's saying, okay, you are left this cloth. Already you have detached to cloth. You are inside Jamuna. So this cloth is, I'm thinking, anybody left this cloth, I'm taking on, collecting, giving poor people. Yeah, any niceness cloth, Bank of Jamuna, I'm thinking people is left. So I'm collecting, giving here and there. I'm therefore, this is taking, drying and stocking. And like, nicely folding. I'm coming service, my duty in Bajadhama, I'm all time serving everybody. But now, why you are crying and abusing me, hate me, and too much disturb, and also giving many, many advice, teach me many things. So, your faults, yeah, my faults. You have attachment within body, but cloth is covering in your body, then is your fire will be off, and body too will be separate. Krishna many things asking, all, mostly Kavikandapur Goswami and Jiva Goswami discussing what they're talking, Krishna. So this everything, this soul for, this like his big boundary await. But many person doing suicide, then leaving this body, then they are get liberation. By force, anybody is giving injection and killing, meaning making separate to body to soul, then they're getting liberation? No. This human body, woman, a man, a animal, male, female, anywhere this jiva, entire own karma it is, he has no attachment within God, then never he get liberation. So Krishna saying, you chanting mantra, everything, but for body's purpose, your mind purpose, your soul purpose. This is, there is one by gradually, step by step, Krishna asking first. All are now doing sadhana, bhajan, many things. Do yoga, exercise, many things. But my body will be nice. I am will be healthy, early morning, morning walk, many things. But soul for what doing? What? Morning to evening, what doing for soul? And soul I am, body I am, no. I am leaving this one, today, tomorrow, day after tomorrow, warranty, guarantee, 100 years, over 5-10 years. But leaving this one, but this one for how much I am doing austerity, all time to time feeding, nice juice, liquid, milk, shake, chapati, rice, sweet rice. How many preparation this world, everybody only feeding for this body, making strong and young, all time healthy and health is wealth. They're telling health is wealth. But this purpose, everybody busy. But how many person doing for own soul purpose? Anything? Then Krishna, therefore, arguing, not only discussing. You are inside Jamuna water. You are naked there. Now cold and free, like body freeze. Too much cold water. and also air is flowing. You are suffering. So who is suffering? Body suffering? Yeah, you suffering. But body suffering, then body, dead body, putting set fire, then body suffering, yeah, you suffering. Dead body burning, that time who's suffering? Body has no sense, body has no anything with soul, then is soul suffering. Body never suffering, body is cutting, and this piece is here is now, that piece is not suffering. I am soul, I am within body, then body with attachment, then body's pain, any problem, disturbance coming, then soul suffering. Now inside cold water, bank of inside Jumna water, now they are suffering. But talking, arguing within Krishna. But the talking, then very happy also. But the, not possible, they left this body and coming Krishna's near. A body attachment, body has too much affection. Therefore, they're thinking, my body is naked, how can going Krishna's near? I'm covering them, then I'm going. But Krishna says, this body with you is not possible coming my near. You like me, then you, by soul, you come. But they had a wrong presentation, gift, this body. How can coming? Then, long time, they are going. Krishna, slow and slow, making detached to body, detached to mind, and complete making fresh soul, and soul body giving, like Dhruva, Yanaradrishi. Naradrishi doing sadhana. When he is this physical body, he left, he don't know. Dhruva, when he is left this physical body, he getting this spiritual body, he don't know. The soul has everything. The soul is now seed. But seed is planting, watering, and then slow growing. So this soul for also, this material, anything's giving, then soul not accepting. You give me rasgulla, ya rabdi, halwa, ya you giving this sweet, tasteful, anything, chili or oily. Fry ya, crunchy, soul not accepting. Not possible this soul is growing. But this needed pure soul, God family, God expansion, God near and dearest with his relationship. Then they are helping. I am thinking, why I am going farmer near, why cultivating farmhouse, why planting seed is there? I am doing everything in my house inside. But there is possible seed is growing after seed not healthy, unhealthy, after some time die. This pure soul for pure soul without help, the soul never getting anything. So Krishna therefore discussing and one by one giving advice and instruction. Very big chapter. Many years before all are is every day, 1 month, continue every day hearing and all discussing. So here is Krishna like to everybody's first giving liberation and making separate to body and mind. After he is giving soul for help. The soul helping for Krishna giving 1 year time. Nitya Siddha. All spiritual, all bona fide, all divine with his relation for. And going nearby, hearing. No mundane people with this relation, no talking, no body with this relation, nothing doing for body, only for soul for doing. Everything process is teaching. Then they are gone house, but attached, no, detached. Parents with is no talking, no meeting with is anybody, no friends, no eating, no sleeping, continue chanting this mantra and how pleasing God, then all process are the learning. Like giving example, any boys or girls, then family, the parents sending in school. Go. Learning this is, you will be expert in. And then your life for maintenance for no problem. But God near came and then God was doing, sending. Krishna said, no, you come with me, forest and jungle, take care of cows, grazing cows, and or milking cow, and no need school and college. He not sending. Also himself he is not going. After he is gone Mathura, then parents are telling, yeah, now you going to school. But Krishna going to school how many days? With Gurukul, 64 days he learning everything. Then they are Guru Mata and Gurudev very happy. Oh, very qualified, learned, expert. Okay, now you going, you giving Guru Dakshina. They thinking, not possible giving Dakshina, they are not going, staying with us. They very happy. But why they are happy? They have mundane everything, all qualification. Also, they are followers of Shiva. Then they are qualified, not foolish and ordinary. But now, Krishna with his meeting after, Baldev with his meeting after, they are feeling his unlimited happiness. They are not disturbed. Then they are tricky, they are asking, many years before my son is gone, is ocean, bathing for, but some animal or demons is stealing and eating, I lost my son. So you giving, bring back my son, and then you going. This is Guru Dakshina. They're thinking not possible, then both are staying in my near. They are also greedy for this Krishna Baldev. They will be my son, my disciple, my followers, forever staying in ashram, never going ashram too. Krishna says, okay, I am now bringing back your son and giving. Then Krishna Baldev gone, searching ocean, this, here and there, after bringing son and giving in. Then they are surprised. Many years before he died, how bring back? Therefore Krishna say, you looking, your son body eating is some demon, but soul not eating. Soul is permanent. Today here, one karma it is other way. Many way are going, but Krishna's knowledge, the soul is where. He is catching and bringing. But all are looking, oh, my goat is I'm eating, my sheep are I'm eating, killing, my pig are eating, but pig soul where gone? He is also wait to eating you. He not gone. You killing him, his soul is now moving. He has no body now. He is now suffering. And he is also waiting for action and reaction. He not left you. Then, how he is coming, you know? You taking any footstep? The soul, water inside to coming, mostly coming water with this. Therefore, Rishi Maharshi boil water drinking, killing soul. Not direct water, never drinking. Water anywhere, there is definitely the soul is entire. Therefore, worms will be there, bacteria, many worms. Automatic will be, rain, then more will be. So now, the soul inside to coming in body, and entire in his body. Then he eating your body. What body? Sometime bone inside going, then called bone TB. Brain inside going, then going, Are Baba, brain cancer. But they all worms is attacking. How are you stopping this? Khatanga, king of Khatanga, he said, Naradishi came. Hey, Maharaj, you doing many things, yajna? How many animals every day you killing? All waiting. Look, line by line. All are a sword, tied in. All are ready. After Naradishi, what's showing? Look, this physical body, how bigger? Some boils, some bone, hole, some gangrene, septic, pus, leprosy, cough and cold inside. How many worms there? Or tuberculosis, TB, these worms, you giving hot water inside, not die. Fire inside giving, they not die. You try to cutting, no cutting, more than rubber. Very danger. Why? This all soul is now enter. Repentation. No, jiva not understanding. Therefore, Krishna, Gurukul, Guru Mata and Guru Pitas near telling, look, your son. The soul is bringing and giving. Then what say? The soul say, oh, Krishna, now you taking me, you bringing me, and I am not staying here, I am going with you. He has realized now, Krishna accepting, now he is came forever in Brajadham. So Krishna like to giving all jivas this, first is mukti, liberation. Agraha mukti, tabe sarvabandhanas, tabe se hoite pare Sri Krishna das. First is necessary liberation. Without mukti, mukti hetu anyatarupam surupena vyavasthiti. Who is mukta? Who is liberated soul? Who has not attachment within his body and mind? Many people going Himalaya, ice on top of is sitting. You have big fire, and fire inside is sitting. But they have tolerance, fire not burning, cold not disturbing them. But they have soul knowledge. They getting liberation? Not possible. This is hot yoga. Therefore, Krishna, this Kaitanya Vrata, 1 month after, Krishna himself is come and teaching. After how long Krishna teaching? Brahmaratri. Ta Brahmaratri. Complete Brahma's one night, meaning 71 Chaturjugi. Krishna continue teaching, one by one. Srimad Bhagavata has some advice, instruction some. What? Harivansa Puran, Vishnu Puran, Brahmavivarta Puran, everywhere is lot of Krishna's discuss. How is Krishna teaching and make qualified? So these things is, first is Krishna giving advice Srimad Bhagavad Gita. After giving Srimad Bhagavad insight. But here is direct. No need advice. Direct. Front of all are Krishna here, distance, little distance. Krishna on top of tree and there inside water. Talking, looking. Krishna alone, everybody looking. Why Krishna on top? Top then everybody looking Krishna. Hearing everything. And nearby, then back, nobody looking. No understanding. And think, oh, only like this one, only advice for him. Not for me. Krishna said, no, I am giving now everybody's for advice. Everybody's cloth mine here. Also, next Krishna giving back this cloth and then Krishna telling, this cloth I am giving, now it will be detached to body and mind. Why? This cloth is now like I am giving Draupadi's for cloth. Dushasana try to make naked. That time, Krishna giving lot of cloth. After, this cloth not possible, anybody stealing. Sita Devi going forest with Ramchandra. Then Anusya asked Ramati Anusya. Anusya say, I am giving one cloth. This cloth never will be dirty, never disturb. Not possible this cloth is anybody stealing. I am giving you protection for this cloth. So now Krishna giving this black back is this cloth. Now this cloth is wearing, not possible anybody looking, not disturbing, not touching, everything to complete liberation, complete free. So this Krishna's this lila, very important. But this is soul for only first starting this vrata. Other vrata, not for soul and pure soul. Some vrata, Like Kartik Vrata, Urja Vrata, Yakesha Vrata, many, many Vrata, our Sampradaya, Ekadashi Vrata. But this one is direct operation. Other slow process, Krampantha, Kram Mukti Marga. But this one is direct Shuddha Mukti Marga. Only 1 month time. To say, I am in my life now many months I am following. But I am follow, then is good, but I am not following. I am doing notonki. No faith, no serious, not doing something. Okay, not possible, Bank of Jamuna, I am doing my inside temple house, no air, everywhere closing, heater bringing, and wearing my nice cloth. After, then is very good protection, there is very cold, and water, or also, they are not changing cloth. Wait, cloth with this, they are doing puja. Also fasting complete day. Okay, anyhow, remembering these gopis, remembering this lila, only respectfully, this is much better than other things. Or are very lucky. Only here is one place is only following. Other places also, they're against. Complete, not little, complete. Like this, poisonous pot. So therefore, no need anything discussing. But now starting, but two types of seva. One physically, one mindly, and one soul. So now, body with is not possible, Bank of Jamuna, but mind with going. And after some time, soul knowledge and soul with relation, then by soul with is going and then, or not alone, remembering then, all association. Therefore, all are praying stuti or pranam, remembering all are. I am not alone going Jamuna. Alone going, then many things wrong. Not possible, everything favorable. Therefore, remembering and praying all are with this, I am going, then following this Vrata. Then Krishna, at a time, giving this Swarup Siddhi to Vastu Siddhi. And Krishna accepting. So now, tomorrow next hearing, Gaur Pramanande.
Jaya Jaya Sundara Nanda Kumar Jaya Jaya Sundara Saurabh Sankata Vrindavana Tata Vrindavana Tata Vita Basanta Jaya Jaya Sundara Nanda Kumara Nanda Kumara Abhinava Kutmala Gucha Samojwala Gucha samoswala kunchita kuntala bhara pranayi janarita चंदन सहकृत चंदन सहकृत चूर्णित वर घन स जय जय सुंदर नंद कुमार कुमार चतुलद्रिगांचल रचित रसोचल रसोचल राधा मदन विकार भुवन विमोहन मंजुल नर्तन गति वल्गित मनिहार जय जय सुंदर नंद आधार विराजित मंदतर स्मित मंदतर स्मित लोचित निज परिवार निज बलब जन सुरित सनातन सुरित सनातन चित्त विहार देवता जय जय सोदर नंद कुमार नंद कुमार सुंदर नंद कुमार सुंदर नंद सुंदर नंद कुमार सुंदर नंद कुमार और सौरव संकत वृंदावन तट सौरव संकत वृंदावन तट विहित वसंत विहार जय जय सुंदर नंद कुमार जय जय सुंदर नंद कुमार हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Bo, 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 Hare Bo. Hare Bol, Hare Bol, Nitai Bol.